Final case this morning is Silver v. Silver. I think she's right here at least. Okay, our last case this morning is Silver v. Silver. You may approach. Good morning.
Good morning, Your Honor. May it please the Court, my name is Sandra Stern and I represent the appellant in this case, Ron Silver. This is a case that spans several years and there are multiple issues that have been appealed here. Primarily, the first request is with regard to the Court's ruling on custody and or the imposition of supervised visits for Mr. Silver. The Court held a trial on Mr. Silver's amended complaint to modify the decree with regard to visits. He had presented evidence over the course of a multiple day trial that there was simply no reason for the imposition of supervised visits in his case. He also asked for the Court to award him custody due to the alienating behaviors that the children had, which were caused by his primary living environment, which was his mother.
Ms. Stern, there's a little bit of a problem with what we have available to us to review.
Okay.
Because, I mean, in April of 2014, there was an amended decree entered,
correct,
which provided for the supervised parenting time.
Yes,
right? So the district court has to determine then when 3 months later, in July of 2014, your client files to modify, just months after, right?
Right.
So the court found there was no material change, and as we're looking at this record, we don't have anything in the record really to tell us why the supervised parenting was put in place in the first place.
Your Honor, and I would argue that that would be an error on the part of the trial court, that there was no basis and there's no...
But it's your client's burden to show a material change.
And Your Honor, I'm the fifth attorney on this case.
Yeah,
and unfortunately for Mr. Silver, in my review of the record, he had a lot of bad lawyering that put him in the position where he is. So unfortunately, and he represented himself in the first matter, so he was pro se, so we don't have the ability to request a record from that trial. It's not something that, as an appellate court, that we can do.
I understand you didn't handle the trial.
Right.
Yeah. So, but there was nothing at the trial to even lay the groundwork for, here's where we're at, this is why the supervised order was entered. You know,
I agree with you, Your Honor.
Questions could have been asked and evidence received in that regard.
Right. And I guess my response to that, Your Honors, would be that apparently at that trial, there was something that caused the court to believe that supervised visits needed to be entered. And with all of the evidence that was presented at the trial, with the multiple supervisors, we had pathfinders, we had Wendy Gilman, we had Better Living, who all said there's absolutely no concern for safety for these children. Dr. Montoya, who in her evaluation fairly did say, while there may have been a brief period of time for the imposition of supervised visits, because Mr. Silver's mental health may have deteriorated for a brief period of time, and maybe that was the time when the court ordered the supervised visits, I would surmise, that reason doesn't exist anymore. She did a very thorough evaluation on both parties, Your Honors, and I hope you give a lot of attention
but
to
that. But she never met with the children.
She did not, Your Honor. She simply gleaned from things that were happening at visits, supervised visits, the negative adversarial comments, Dad, you don't pay child support, you're mean, Mom. You know, the records were complete with comments that the children made to Dad, that it was obvious that they were coming from Mom. The children were physically assaulting Dad at the visits, and all of the visitation workers said they were amazed at how calm and collected and the demeanor of Mr. Silver taking this abuse from his children. He was restricted to supervised visits. This behavior was coming from somewhere. The record is replete with comments from the children showing that it was highly influenced by Mom. Mom's the good one. You abandoned us. We hate you.
But without knowing what the material change is, that may have been occurring long before he had supervised visitation. Our problem is we have to find a material change in circumstances. We don't know what the reason is that supervised visitation was imposed, so we don't know if there's been a material change that should relieve those.
Right, and so I guess my response to that, Your Honor, would be if we have a situation where a person has poor lawyering, and we have a district court who doesn't really do his job, he doesn't make findings of fact, conclusions, you're placing a person who has a constitutional interest in seeing their children in a situation where they're stuck for the rest of their lives with supervised visits because the judge didn't do his job and his lawyers didn't do their job. So I guess I would argue in response to that, this gentleman has a constitutional right to have a relationship with the children. If the record is bad because of poor lawyering in the past or because the judge, which part of this problem is that the judge did not review all the evidence, that's part of my argument, is it's constitutionally flawed in the procedure that happened for Mr. Silver. He didn't get a fair trial.
So there's no question these children have been subjected, whether by one or both parents, probably both, to inappropriate statements, right, influences. And the fact that your client provided even recordings, which it would appear no one was aware that he was recording, but he provided recordings which have Sam, the boy, screaming on them, suggests there's real problems. And then when we look at what evidence we have, and you have the therapist, Keaty, who says he tries to talk to your client about how to move forward, and your client only wants to go backwards,
right, and
that's problematic.
And Your Honor, I guess I would, the record does, Ron testified, he told everybody he was making recordings. And he said he was making recordings because Mom told him, when they separate, I'm going to ruin your life. I'm going to take these children away from you. So he told
And that's appropriate to make that threat?
The mother said that to Mr. Silver.
Okay.
She said to him, I will ruin your life. You will not have a relationship with your children.
So he started making recordings.
He told people. And the thing about my key is there was complete discrepancy on the appropriateness of his interactions with the children and with Ron. Ron testified at the time of trial. I didn't feel his sessions were appropriate. He had both children together. It was not productive. He said, why do you hate your dad during sessions? He disagreed with the therapy that Mike Keating was providing for the family, and he submitted recordings.
Well, they called another therapist to quack. So apparently none of the therapists are capable of helping resolve the issues.
Your Honor, the only therapist that tried to help resolve issues with the family was Mike Keating. And he was not a clinical psychologist. He was a licensed therapist. He met with the children a few times. Ron disagreed with the way he was providing treatment. He said the kids should not be in the room together. They have their individual issues. Ron lied. Excuse me. Mr. Keaty, Heather lied at trial. She said, Mike Keaty told me to stop visits. That was the subject of one of the contempt motions. Keaty said, I never told her. If you look at two exhibits in the file, you will see that exhibit 84 and 81 and 79. 84, 81, and 79. If you view those together and you look at Heather's testimony, it's clear there was perjury. Heather stopped visits. She told Ron, Mike Keaty told me to stop visits. There's a court order allowing him visits. She told Ron, I'm stopping visits because Keaty told me to. Keaty, in his affidavit, said, I believe he said, I told her to, maybe. It was clear from email communications that he said, I can't tell you to stop visits. They're court ordered. But yet Ron didn't have visits for, again, several weeks because Heather said, Keaty told me to stop them. There's a court order giving him visits. There's no request for the court to stop visits. There's a court order for visits, and there's weeks for Ron's not getting visits. And, Your Honors, way back in the early part of the case, when Wendy Gilning was supervising visits, and she said everything was appropriate, Sam was assaulting Dad sometimes, she was amazed at the composure that Dad had. Visits were stopped from January of 2016 to August of 2016.
Well, now, isn't there a little ambiguity in the... Certain people were approved by the court.
Yes.
But then the parenting plan said it should be supervised by... mutually agreed upon.
You are the court order, in my opinion, prevails. It said supervised visits with, and Wendy Gilming is an approved supervisor.
Right. It gave three people.
Three
that
people.
Were approved.
Three people. The parenting plan said, in my opinion, would say mutually agreeable parties. So if there was something that, for some reason, that the court stopped those parties from being supervisors, the parenting plan would allow. The decree modified the parenting plan in multiple regards. If your honors look closely at the language in the decree versus the parenting plan was approved, was provided to the court during trial, and then the judge crafted an order after the parenting plan was submitted, and there were certain changes that were made to the parenting plan, and one of those changes was the court specifically found three people that were approved as supervisors. So I would, my position, Your Honors, would be that the decree controls, and I would reserve some time for rebuttal.
You're out. Sorry. 10 minutes, lady. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Good morning, Ms. Steen.
Good morning. May it please the court, my name is Gail Steen. I represent Heather Silver, the appellee. The court's questions are exactly what the problem of this case is, that Mr. Silver wants to have a new custody trial every time we have a hearing with the court. He is asking for he's asking that he have be awarded custody. The trial court thought he should have supervised visits. There's such a disparity between Mr. Silver's view of reality and the court's and all the witnesses' view of reality. There were two mental health professionals that worked directly with the children. Neither one of them found that there was any parental alienation being done by Ms. Silver. They did find that Mr. Silver's constant rehashing of the past, his threatening behavior, and his own personality were the issues that, led to the children having such difficulty with him.
So how did children come up? How did the boy come up with accusations against his father of him kidnapping him in the past? That doesn't, I mean, the fact that a father picks a child up from school, how does a child get in their mind that that's a kidnapping?
And that you would, the question would be asked to the child. Why does the child believe that he was kidnapped? Because that's his personal view. And he was working with a therapist, Dr. Love, to address some of those issues that he had. There is no evidence that Ms. Silver was telling the children, this is what you should believe, this is what happened. The evidence was that the two therapists, Dr. Love as well as Mike Keaty, both indicated Ms. Silver was very appropriate in her good discussions with the children, and they did not have any reason to believe that she was telling the children this is what reality is, or this is what you should believe about your father. Dr. Love said whenever the children spoke disparagingly about their father, Ms. Silver would correct them and say, that's not okay to say about your dad. So she was demonstrating the exact opposite. The only person that
said... In a session with an outside party there.
Correct. But Mr. Silver couldn't even control himself in that situation. When he was in the same situation, all he could say was, these are the things that your mother's done wrong. And children also realize when Mr. Silver has such a disregard for their mother, that is also an issue. The idea was that we were going to try family therapy to try to resolve some of those issues so that they could have a beneficial, relaxing visitation. Mr. Silver sabotaged that from the get-go. He says that he told everyone that he was recording the sessions, but all the witnesses said no. They didn't know that they were being recorded. That also says something, that he would record the sessions against people's knowledge, strictly for his own personal use. Ms. Stern argues there is no reason for supervised visits. I think the record is replete that there is a reason for supervised visits. Mr. Silver cannot control what he wants to say about Ms. Silver. He cannot control rehashing the past. And also, the children have strong reactions to him. It's not appropriate for a child to be physically aggressive to their father or want to be verbally aggressive. It's not appropriate for Mr. Silver to be bad-mouthing their mother or being verbally aggressive to the children. Those visits have to be supervised. The court order said, mutually agreeable adults shall supervise the visit. At this time, these are the three people that are mutually acceptable. And that was Wendy Gilman, Corey Densberger, and then a professional provider. Mr. Densberger essentially withdrew from being a supervisor because Mr. Silver threatened his brother and was convicted of terroristic threats against his brother. Wendy Gilman supervised some of the visits, and then it became clear that she was not an appropriate supervisor. She also, at time of trial, indicated that she did not think it was probably appropriate for her to be supervising. So that left a professional agency available to supervise. Originally, it was Better Living. They stopped doing that, providing private cases supervision. So a different provider was selected, which is Pathfinders, and that is supervising the visits at this time. It is Ms. Silver's contention that the burden was with Mr. Silver to show that there's material change in circumstances, and he simply failed. Ms. Silver did show that there was a substantial change in Mr. Silver's income from time of trial until time, from time of the original divorce till time of the appeal.
Can we talk about the retroactive support?
Sure.
Because his child support jumped about, $500 a month, right, more. And so by awarding this retroactively, which included a bankruptcy period, there's a total of almost $15,000, $16,000 in retroactive support. Is your recollection that the court considered his ability to pay and catch that up?
Yes, Your Honor. And I think that's in the order, because he didn't say he had to pay it all within three months or anything like
Doesn't
that.
Doesn't that make it a problem then? Because he's immediately then in arrears by $15,000, and if there's no order indicating how that is to be paid, then that's a problem.
The order does say it how it is to be paid.
It does?
Yes. It says that the child support is increased this amount, and then he shall pay another $50 a month towards the arrears.
That's for the judgment that was entered against him as to his share of medical and daycare costs. That was a separate judgment that he's to have $50 paid applied to that.
I believe, no, Your Honor. I believe that
you
was
think
towards,
it's in total?
I believe it was towards the arrears of the child support. That the amount was, the $700 and change was the modified amount, and then the judge said an additional $50 a month that is to apply to the arrears that exists because of the change in judgment. And it also goes to simply the totality of the case. Case law indicates that it is proper for the retroactive to go back to the time of filing. There were delays in this case caused by Mr. Silver, and the delays were to the benefit of Mr. Silver. So it is not fair to Ms. Silver to say, you've delayed this case for 2 years, but you're not going to have retroactive child support. So I think the court was weighing the balance and the impact on that case, that Mr. Silver, while there was a large arrearage, that was due to Mr. Silver's own actions. And plus, the court did not say you had to pay this in the next 30 days. The court provided a plan for the judge for Mr. Silver to be able to pay that child support off. So Mr. Silver, if he's paying the $800 and change per month, would be current on his obligation, even if there was a large arrearage that still existed. So I think that's reasonable for the court to do. It certainly does not. There was certainly sufficient evidence that Mr. Silver's income varied drastically, that he changed jobs frequently, that he was not forthcoming about what his income was. I think the judge, looking at the totality of the evidence, had sufficient evidence to find that this is a fair child support award, that it should be retroactive to the time of filing, and that he provided a means for him to be able to pay that retroactive child support off. It is our contention that the lower court did not create any error, that the opinion should be affirmed. If there are no other questions, I would submit to
others. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you both for being here. We will take this matter under advisement, and we will adjourn for the day. Thank you very much.